OK, look, there's a game on this afternoon.
A game of...?
A game of football, and it's live, and it's on TV.
So, who's playing?
My team.
But you said you'd come out shopping.
I know, but it's live, and we can go shopping tomorrow.
You promised me earlier in the week that we could go shopping today to buy the new furniture.
I know, but we can go tomorrow.
So you're breaking a promise?
I technically am breaking a promise, but I'm just moving the promise until tomorrow.
So you're going to break a promise for a football match?
Yeah, and the football match is dead important, and it's a great game. I'm really looking forward to it, and we can get the sofa tomorrow. It's not breaking a promise, it's just moving the promise to tomorrow.
That's not good enough. We've got plans for tomorrow.
Yeah, but we can do it. It'll only take 30 minutes to go and buy the sofa. We know
it won't take 30 minutes to buy a sofa. We won't have time tomorrow, and you promised me. You're going to watch, just because you want to watch a football match. It's ridiculous.
No, it's important to me, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, it's live, and you have to watch it when it's on.
You can record it.
Yeah, possibly. But if you watch it when it's live, okay, that's why it's important. And you can always buy a sofa any day of the week, but I can't put the game on.
You can watch the football anytime. You can record it. You can press the buttons on the television and record it. You can watch it when you come back. Once we've bought the sofa,
but
then we're both happy. No, it won't be live. You're right.
But that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the thing.
No.
The sofa will always be there in the shop.
No, not good enough.